You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Friday, TGIF, April 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Boy, howdy, is it great. Sun's coming out here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison on State Street. People are moving about and enjoying the springtime weather. Farmers Market here in Dane County kicks off the season tomorrow. Check your local listings for time for a farmers market near you, Zommers.
Yes, I will. I will have to go tomorrow.
And how about our friend Brady Ewing? How nice is that? That guy. I mean, he doesn't need to come in here and do this every other week, but yet still, out of pure pity, he comes in here and does this, and it's always just so much fun. And at the inevitably, we have more things we say we're going to talk about, and then we just get talking and time runs out. But we thank Brady very much. And one of the things we are going to talk about today features the iconic, legendary Brent Musburger. And Zommers, this is how good he is. He goes back and digs up the Rose Bowl Open from 2012 in Pasadena as the Badgers take on Oregon.
You are looking live at the granddaddy of them all, sign of a holiday tradition that has brightened the new year for over a century. And on a gorgeous, sunny Southern California afternoon, we welcome you to the Rose Bowl game presented by Vizio. In a theme of redemption, the Badgers are looking for their...
Fantastic. You are looking live, the incomparable line of Brent Musburger. I was there that day in sunny Pasadena, and it was an absolutely beautiful day. Badgers, Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Henry, so many great Badger players on that team under Coach Brent, Brent Bielema. They came up a play short. Now, I will argue it was terrible officiating because the final play happened right in front of me when Russell Wilson spiked the ball with about 6 seconds left of the clock and the officials didn't stop it. So I will say that. I will blame it on the officials, but Oregon played well. It was, I think at the time, it was the highest scoring Rose Bowl in Rose Bowl history, if I remember right. That's been surpassed by now. But it was a great game. But Brent Musburger was there. We'll ask next time we're Brady's on, we'll ask him. Because my sister and brother-in-law, my mom and I all went, and we went to the luncheon the day before. They have a big luncheon. You got to pay a couple of extra bucks to get into, but it's really cool because they bring on the captains of each team, the coach of each team, and then at the time it was ABC, ESPN, and Brent Musburger was the play-by-play guy, and Kirk Herbstreit was the analyst. And Musburger was up on the stage and said a few words and introduced the guys. And so I was going to ask Brady if he ever really got to spend much time with Brent Musburger and talk with him, because he seems like a genuine person, as of course we know Brady is as well. But I bring this up today because legendary Brent Musburger, the broadcaster, known for that iconic voice and decades-long career spanning multiple sports, has been named the recipient of the 2025 Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it was announced yesterday. The award, which recognizes exceptional contributions to professional football broadcasting, will be presented during the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Week. Musburger will be honored at the Enshrinee's Gold Jacket Dinner in downtown Canton on Friday, August 1st, and again at the Class of 2025 Enshrinement on Saturday, August 2nd at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Reflecting on his career and those who helped shape it, Musburger acknowledged his former NFL Today colleagues. And he said, quote, "I just wish Irv Cross, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek Schneider were here," Musburger said, of course, going back to crediting the show's cast at the time, which later included Jane Kennedy. Musburger said, "The big reason I would be considered for the Pete Rozelle Television Award is because of them," unquote. What a guy, crediting the people he worked with like that. And Musburger, of course, spent years at CBS and was the really made that program, NFL Today, the top program in that genre for many, many years. And I was working back at WRCO in Richland Center, then a CBS affiliate, the day they fired Brent Musburger, which was April 1st of 1990, whatever it was. And the news came on the CBS, the top of the hour news, you know, dun, 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 CBS News, "I'm Frank Sinopatti. CBS has parted ways with Brent Musburger." And you thought, well, that's funny. That's a funny line.
Unfortunate timing.
And we didn't have phones at that time to check Google, or, you know, Al Gore hadn't invented the internet yet. And so it took a few hours, and then it became apparent, no, this is not an April Fool's joke. Brent Musburger was let go of CBS. That was shocking news. And he dusted himself off, and he went across the street to ABC, and that's kind of where he started doing college games then, college football games. And he had done other NFL and basketball stuff. I did not know this until I researched it for this little bit here. Brent Musburger, when he was at CBS, is credited, if not coining the phrase March Madness, making it what it is today.
Really?
That Brent Musburger was the one who really started using the phrase "Welcome to March Madness" on CBS.
That's pretty influential.
Very influential guy. And then, of course, he, for the first few couple of years he was doing games at ABC, he would make a big deal about it. You know, "You are watching ABC." You know, make a big deal. Just, you know, sticking a little bit to CBS. Mm-hmm. But that open that we played there, and thanks for finding that, Zommers, the iconic "You are looking live." And when the games open with a big blimp shot or whatever it was of the venue.
Yeah, you'd see the whole stadium.
Yeah, it was really, really fantastic. So congratulations to Brent Musburger. Can we get him on? Can we get him on the show?
We can try.
All right, very good. It'd be great to interview. That's a get that is just like, I would love to interview Brent Musburger. And then, of course, after he was kind of pushed into retirement at ABC ESPN, he goes out to the desert into Las Vegas, and he starts one of these kind of a combination of broadcasting and sports betting. Because he was also known for that, like when he was doing college games on ABC. And let's say that, you know, I don't understand. I'm not a big bettor, right? But it's like, you know, that the, you know, it was whatever team by two, and then somebody kick a field goal, and the team wins by three. And Musburger would always say things like, "That score will be very interesting to some of my friends out in the desert."
Yep.
So congratulations to Brent Musburger on his induction into the 2025 Pete Rozelle Radio Television Hall of Fame. It is 14 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse, if I can say it. No prize money involved, nothing to give away. But it is your opportunity to have your voice heard at all 11 Civic Media Radio News Talk sports stations across Wisconsin. No better way to advertise than right here at Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us and find out how. Timely indeed, Zommers. Spring weather. Spring is in the air. Open up the windows a little bit this weekend. Here's the category. What's worse? Laundry or cleaning? Laundry or cleaning? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I'm looking at the graphics for this category. There's a woman. She appears in like a pink costume on top of a wash machine. And then there's a dude wearing like a black hat.
A fedora.
A fedora, thank you. And he has like a laundry mop and a bucket.
Standing in front of a green screen.
Yeah. I love it. A laundry or cleaning, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Thoughts, Summers?
I hate them both. this is a difficult one. Sometimes it's difficult because you like them both.
Right.
But, you know, with laundry, anything that you have to do for just regular maintenance is so annoying to me. It feels pointless, even though it's super important. I know it's just me with ADHD that it bothers me. But
now with cleaning, sometimes it'll take me a minute to get into it, or more than a minute. But then once I get into it, I'm like, boy, it always feels good.
It does.
Once you get it done.
You finish it up and you look around, you're like, yep. I did something.
Right. Cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the kitchen, getting stuff organized and put away. You always feel better after it happens. Laundry, maybe not quite as satisfying for me, but it's usually I've got laundry. I'll say, well, am I really using this? And I'll either put it away or I'll try to take it to Goodwill.
Yeah, I need to get rid of some clothes. Good to donate some things that are really old. The other thing with laundry, even if I set an alarm on my phone, I always forget. I'll put laundry in the washer and then I'll work on some cleaning around the house or watch a movie or leave to go visit some friends, forgetting that I have laundry in the machine. And then I essentially have to rewash it when I get back home so it doesn't get all musty.
Right. Yeah, it's mine has like a little buzzer on it. So when the washing's done.
Mine does not.
Mine
just stops.
Here's Megan in Sun Prairie listening on WMDX says, folding laundry is the worst. It feels really good to finish cleaning, but doing the work is exhausting. Now, I know some people that love folding laundry. They find it like therapeutic. And I will say, when I worked at L.L. Bean, I learned some of the proper ways to fold shirts and pants, and it does make a difference. But I'm with Megan. After a while, it's just tedious. I'm like, ugh, I don't, yeah. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, laundry or cleaning? Dave in New Berlin texting on the Civic Media app, laundry is cleaning.
It's a very specific kind.
That's a good point. That's fair, Dave. I'll give you that. MT, Mona in the Grove saying cleaning is worse. I can multitask when doing laundry. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because once you start it up, you can do other things, right? You can clean while the laundry is going on. We're going to come back, take more of your calls and a text. We might sneak in a board game of the week. And then we have Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. What's worse, laundry or cleaning? 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show. It's Friday, and it's the Civic Media Ready Number.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, the Civic Media Ready Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, April 11th. What did you dial up there, Zomers? That's great.
The leader of the laundromat by the detergents.
The only person, well, there are two people I would know might know that song, Jeff Perry and Phil Nee. I've never heard that, though. There's a group called the Detergents?
Yes, this is from 1965 on the album The Many Faces of the Detergents.
I love it. Asking you the pertinent question, what's worse, laundry or cleaning? Laundry or cleaning? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app and let us know. Let's go to the phone lines. Bev out in the Driftless on WRCE in Richland Center. Bev, laundry or cleaning? What's worse?
Well, tell you what, Todd, laundry these days is a piece of cake. Now, 30 years ago, it was a different story. You had to wash the clothes, then take them outside, hang them on the line, take them down, and then iron everything because nothing was no iron. My mom used to iron the sheets, the towels, and the underwear.
Really?
The laundry used to be awful. Now it's a piece of cake.
That is such a great point, Bev, because I remember even my mom, but especially my grandmother's, everything got, you know, in summer or whatever, everything went out on the line. And even in winter, my maternal grandmother, she had a line in her basement, and she would take stuff out of the wash machine and put it on the line downstairs. And then, yes, the hours of ironing. That's a great point.
Yep.
Thanks, Bev. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 855-752-4842. Keep it out in the Driftless. RCE Whistler in RCE Whistler. Laundry or cleaning? What's worse?
I'd have to say cleaning, Todd, because my basement is full of stuff from the boys and all the grandkids and everything. But I also do the laundry. You know, so...
Right.
I share in all of it, and it's tough.
Now, it used to be really easy. Now you sound like my mom. She says, "Well, you know, my basement is just full of your kids' stuff."
Yeah,
which is not untrue.
I mean, I got three. Yeah. I have three bedrooms upstairs. Only two of them are accessible, and the big room is also full. So. Yeah, you know, we need a big house cleaning.
I hear you.
Today's garbage pickup day or trash pickup day here in RC.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So Sally and I have been hauling stuff out.
Well, there you go. Appreciate it. Thanks, Whistler. Have a great weekend. 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison, listening on WMDX. Kurt, we've got laundry or cleaning. What's worse?
Let's just say I'm in my 60s. Drill sergeants couldn't hold a candle to my mom. I'll just give you an example. The dining room tables of the old with the intricate carvings into the wood legs and the chair. Mm-hmm. We would be given a rag and a knife, and we would have to sit there and get all the crevices of all those carvings.
Wow.
And she would inspect it before we were allowed to go out and play. And that's just one of many I could tell you. So, yeah, hands down, I'll do laundry 100 times over than any of the routines my mom put me through.
Appreciate it, Kurt. Thank you very much. It reminds me of my maternal grandparents. They had the wood Venetian blinds in most of the rooms in the house, and they had the metal like chains on them to lower them or to tilt them, and so you would have to take my grandmother to have like a solution of vinegar and water, and then you had to wring out your rag, and you had to by hand every one of those slats on the Venetian blinds, and you know it took a while.
I will say that as much as I complain about laundry, I do think cleaning. It depends.
Right.
If it's cleaning as in making things clean, like wiping down the stove every few days or week or whatever, or vacuuming, I like that.
Right.
Then laundry's worse. If it's cleaning, like picking up after yourself and putting things away, I hate that because I have too much stuff.
Tony, listening in Beaver Dam on WMDX, says, I worked as a custodian for 15 plus years. I prefer laundry. Thanks. Appreciate your listenership, Tony. That's another great point, right? It's like, you know, your perspective. What have you done?
So, it also depends. Are you cleaning up after yourself or other people?
Right.
If I'm cleaning up after myself, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a messy person in terms of dirt and spilled food or whatever. But if you're cleaning up after a bunch of little kids or something, that could be a different story.
Al in Jackson, listening on WAUK, says laundry for all the reasons you say. I'll add that cleaning has instant gratification. Even if you don't get 100% of it done, something has been accomplished. Laundry is a four-step process for each load. Wash, then dry, then fold, then put away, and it never feels 100% done. With two kids and three-quarters of our family having ADHD, it's hard to see laundry through all the way to the end. That's a great text. That's really, really well said, actually. What else we have here? Anybody else on the text line here? I think that's pretty much it, most of the text what do you say, Zara? I'm going to say for me, probably cleaning's worse.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that, too.
Because laundry for me is fair. Once I do it, it's just sort things out quick, put it in the wash machine, you know, set it and forget it, then pop it in the dryer. And when I worked in politics and government, I had nicer, more formal clothes that you had to iron, shirts in particular. But nowadays, I mean, look, I'm wearing a Brewers 3/4 zip right now. And a pair of joggers. Not exactly things you have to iron today.
So. Yeah, it's nice to have. Well, it's a t-shirt. What do I need to do with it? Right. I put it in the dryer, and as long as I don't leave it crumpled in a ball and I actually fold it, it's fine.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there you go. That is our board. I'm looking at two things because I feel bad because Zomers had a board game, but now we're up against the clock. So we'll see.
That's okay. We'll get to it another time.
We might save it till I thought we're gonna have plenty of time, and then this took off, which is great.
Although I will say a little tease for the board game of the week.
Please,
whenever we do get to it.
Tell us.
Last week, the one I had distilled is an $80 game, or you can find it for $65.
But it sounded fantastic.
But this week, I decided to reduce that sticker shock a little bit. The game that I will next talk about costs $8. So
$8.
Look forward to that.
Can't beat it with a stick. All right. One final one of the on what's worse. Nan in Brookfield says cleaning is worse because my husband does our laundry. That was a good one to end on. All right, come on back. We'll take a humorous look at the week's news. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My clothes, they were finally dry, but I won't forget your love, old leader of the laundromat.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco.
The late, great Tony Bennett. I left my heart in San Francisco, 35 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Friday, April 11th. Tony may have left his heart in San Francisco, but one of the San Franciscans has relocated to the East Coast, and he joins us now, as he does every other week at this time, for a humorous look at the week in review. He is the managing editor of EPOMS World at EPOMSWorld.com. From New York City, wearing a San Francisco Giant baseball cap, contrary to my Wisconsin-based Milwaukee Brewers jersey, our very own Peter Rapine. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I always say that because it's always Friday. I realize that.
See,
I'm not always great. If we talk on a Tuesday, I'll say I'm fine.
That's an honest answer, ladies and gentlemen. He's not great because he's on the show. I'm just great because it's Friday, quite frankly.
No, it's true. It's the show, too.
Sure. But no, you had said this at one of your first appearances a long time ago, and I had forgot because I'm like, aren't you a New York guy? He's like, no, I grew up in the Bay Area. I didn't know that. So what age did you move away from the Bay?
I was 27. It was 2017.
All right.
I moved to New York. I've been here since.
Your heart's in San Francisco.
It is. Well, the reason I'm wearing this hat is My buddies were trying to pressure me last fall when the Yankees were in the World Series to get a Yankees hat, and 10-year-old me just wouldn't let that happen. So I'm repping where my heart is.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look, I respect that. I respect that. No worries at all. So, all right, very good. He's raring to go. He is loaded for bear. Remind folks now, once again, these are not made-up fictional stories. These are actual, real headlines from actual stupid Americans.
Yes. I like to always say we're funny, but we're not this funny. And our first story of the day, it comes from our new spicy desk that I encourage everyone to go and check out. We have a whole section on the site where we're doing original reporting, we're doing interviews, and we're also blogging fun stories that we find. And this piece we're going to talk about is we had interviewed an OnlyFans creator who goes by the name Wisconsin Tiff.
This is a Wisconsin-based story now.
Yes, it is. Though I'm not sure if she still lives in Wisconsin. She's probably in L.A.
She goes by Wisconsin Tiff. All right.
But she goes by Wisconsin Tiff, and our headline reads, Wisconsin Tiff wants to bang your grandpa.
Wisconsin Tiff wants to bang your grandpa. Wait a minute. Now, before you go any further, you might not know this, but here in Wisconsin, we've had this happen before. The former chancellor of the University of La Crosse, Joe Gao, he got sent away because he and his wife were doing an online porn video about cooking. Now, is this related or is this even further? This is just more of that.
No, unrelated. Wisconsin-based, or at least Wisconsin-themed, maybe we'll say. But like most OnlyFans creators, she has a shtick. And her shtick is that she bangs people from old folks' homes. So I'm putting out a BPB. If your mother, your father is in an old folks' home, she is coming for them. She will find them, and she will bone them.
Now, you know who would have loved this? Is my late grandfather. He would have thought this would have been fantastic.
Seems a lot of old guys do.
And so because this gives them new life. I mean, they got the Viagra. You know, maybe their wives have passed away, and here's this hot chick, and she says, I want to do some OnlyFans stuff, and they're all for it.
Yeah, she definitely has carved a big following out for herself. She is a Chicago-based, actually, not L.A.
Oh, Chicago. But she apparently has ties to Wisconsin.
Yes. Or, at least it was the one OnlyFans name with a state in it that wasn't yet taken.
Well,
there's not too much from the article that I can share with you on the radio.
So yes.
I would encourage everyone to go and read it. It's a really great written reported piece. And it's also a little tantalizing for those.
And the fact that this is not made up, that this is actually happening. That's what
it is.
I mean, you don't know what's going on in the world, Peter, until people go to EPOM's world and find out.
Yeah. So if you have a little extra scratch laying around and you want to subscribe, you know exactly what you're going to find.
Quality entertainment like this here. All right, fantastic. That's a great igniter leadoff hit. What do you got next?
All right. I know the last time I was on, we talked about how people were messing with AI drive-thrus. Well, this one comes to us from a courtroom. Headline reads, Judge blasts plaintiff who submitted an AI video of himself in court.
Judge blasts plaintiff who submitted an AI video of himself in court. Do explain.
So we have some audio for this because she really gets upset, the judge does. But the plaintiff, a guy named Jerome DeWald, is representing himself in an employment dispute. And he has a video that he has made. And for context, just because you're not going to be able to see it, he is like a 75-year-old man. And the AI avatar that he uses in the video is like a blonde-haired, perfect-skinned, 22-year-old-looking kid.
Right.
And as soon as the video gets put up on the screen, the judge stops him. But we have the audio.
All right, here we go.
You are not going to use this courtroom as a launch for your business. The appellant has submitted a video for his argument. Okay, we will hear that video now.
May it please the court. I come here today a humble pro se before a panel of five distinguished justices.
Is that counsel for the case?
I generated that.
I'm sorry?
I generated that? That is not a real person.
Okay. It would have been nice to know that when you made your application. You did not tell me that, sir. I received the application. And you have appeared before this court and been able to testify verbally in the past. You have gone to my clerk's office and held verbal conversations with our staff for over 30 minutes. Okay? I don't appreciate being misled. So either You are suffering from an ailment that prevents you from being able to articulate, or you don't. You are not going to use this courtroom as a launch for your business, sir. So if you are able to shut that off.
She just keeps giving it to him and giving it to him.
She is not happy about this. They basically tried to use her courtroom as an infomercial.
Well, she pauses because she's clearly looking at the guy sitting there. And then she sees his AI video. And you can clearly hear it's an AI voice. And she's like, what is happening? What is going on? I guess things to learn from this. For one, don't represent yourself in court.
Yeah.
Two, don't bring AI videos of yourself or of someone else who's not you to court if you are representing yourself in court.
Yeah, again, just another example of why Todd is anti-AI. All right, very good. Next headline, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World.
This one is very short and sweet and to the point.
All right.
Listen to a constipated tortoise try to poop. We got the idea.
Listen, the headline is, listen to a constipated tortoise try to poop. All right, play it. Oh, my good Lord. The tortoise is making these noises like you cannot believe. Is this a pet?
Yeah, so she's filming it in her backyard. And that first little high-pitched crying noise you heard was the tortoise. And the
video is my best imitation.
That's pretty good, Zomers. Zomers will be doing his constipated tortoise act all weekend long.
And in the video, you can see that the tortoise's head is like all the way in its body. It like is clearly in a lot of pain.
I'm sure it is.
But something
who fed
I've never
the tortoise like meat or something? Or cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
This is child.
That's fantastic. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. You can find all of these stories online at epomsworld.com. Peter, next headline.
All right. This one comes to us from the AVN Expo, which if anyone listening doesn't know what the AVN Expo is, It is the Adult Video Expo. So it's a place where people go to see their... They meet and greet with their favorite adult stars.
All right.
This guy is not at the expo for the adult stars.
Okay.
He's there for a completely different reason, which there's no way you're going to guess what it is. And our headline reads, man explains his totally non-sexual reason for visiting the AVN Expo. And we have some good audio for it.
All right. Man explaining his totally non-sexual reason for attending this expo. Let's go.
Who is your favorite model here at AVN?
I don't know their names, I'll be honest. I'm mostly here for the pens. I've got like 30. It's great.
Dude, let me see the bag. Check it.
My buddy brought me.
He has all
these pens.
But
everyone's got a lot of pens here, see? So you can get a lot of pens here. It's kind of nice.
So it's a great time.
So it's like free?
They're free pens. You pay to get in, but like... You got specialized pens now. That kind of goes hard. All right? I'm going to be able to write a lot of things. It's going to be great.
Okay, well, thank you.
How many people say, well, hey, can I have a pen? I just got my taxes done this week at HR Block. And I'm like, hey, can I have a pen?
Well, imagine if you were this guy. You'd be handing out all the most vulgar pens right. in existence. Like, Todd gave me a pen and it says, what does that say?
Right? That's fantastic. And
we'll give it to him. He's probably, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's trying to be funny, and he accomplished that, right? We're talking about it. But there obviously are other reasons why people are drawn to this expo.
Well, yes, of course.
Models.
We talked about this in the first half hour. This is real. This is from CBS News. That the it's called DAME, D-A-M-E. It's a big what was it called? It wasn't called sex toy. It was called
it was adult entertainment or something.
Adult sexual therapy. Company.
Right, something like
right.
that.
And they're putting a big tariff now because all of these devices come from China. And so they're going to have to be, you know. It's
that's something I've not thought about. That is, oh
well,
my God.
I wonder,
neither had we.
I had neither. But I just said, well, now what am I going to do this weekend? So
Like, I did see a funny tweet the other day that said they're going to put tariffs on dry humping. God, please, Trump, if you're listening, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't take everybody's fun away. Come on. We're just Americans trying to work things out. All right, got about a minute left before the break here, Peter Raypon. Can we get one more in? Let's see.
Yeah, this one will be short and sweet. Right. This man can make his farts sound like anything.
His farts sound like anything. All right, here we go. Here's the audio. This is a duck.
That's supposed to be a duck.
That's pretty good. That's pretty. Like a goose. That's like the old Letterman show. It's like stupid human tricks.
I know, a lot of fart content today.
There is. And, you know, but that's what people are doing. That's the point. If people don't want to report it, they shouldn't be doing this stuff.
Exactly. Because we will find it and share it.
You will find, again, a reminder, you can read all of these stories and more at ebombsworld.com. That's ebombsworld.com. We're going to take a quick break and reset. We'll come back with some more headlines of the weird, wacky human behavior around the world and around the United States. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're talking Tony Bennett and San Francisco.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you are listening to, a check of weather, and it's going to be gorgeous most of this weekend. Highs in the 60s for the most part, maybe a little windy here and there, but for the most part, pretty nice across most of Wisconsin. Get out and enjoy it. Maybe highs close to 70 by Sunday. And Monday, then Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, is in with a sports report. And then at a little 6 after the hour, it is Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn. No, actually, wait a minute. It's actually, I believe, Dan Schaefer is in today. So in the guest host chair. So it's Dan Schaefer who's in for Maggie Dawn, who was in for Dan Schaefer, who was in for John and Gordy in the afternoon, who was in for Maggie. It's
gone full circle again.
We've gone sort of full circle again. So join Dan in the guest host chair coming up next hour. He's going to be talking a lot about the Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chairman, who announced he is not running for another term. We broke that news yesterday on our show. So Dan will be talking a little bit more about that. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, you've got the great show Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. So taking all those programs here on Civic Media. Right now,
on Nightlight, he's going to have Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside.
Thank you for reminding me of that. It was such a jam-packed show I forgot to talk about. Peter, just hang on to your horses for a second here. Today is the first day. That's actually why I wore my Brewers three-quarter zip, because today is the first day that people can stream for free on Roku Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And so do that. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a great movie. You don't have to subscribe to Roku.
It is free.
It is free. So just dial Roku up on your smart TV or your device or whatever and watch it today, starting today for free on Roku Just a Bit Outside. All right, Peter Raypon, managing editor of EPOM's World, brings us news of the weird and wacky. These are actual things that actual human beings are doing. All the folks at EPOM's World are doing is curating this and bringing it to us, and we appreciate it. Peter, next headline.
So this next headline comes to us again from our spicy desk. You're going to hear me talking a lot more about it in the coming weeks and months, but this is one of my favorite ones that we've published so far. Headline reads, and like I said, this is not made up.
This is real. Yes.
The woman whose boobs got 10 times bigger after getting the COVID vaccine.
This is a claim, by the way. She's claiming this.
Claim.
The woman whose boobs got 10 times bigger after getting the COVID vaccine. What so, do medical professionals make of these wild claims? I ask you, Peter Rapine.
So there is a research paper published in the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Journal. The headline of the paper reads, "The Pfizer Boob Job, a Case of Unexplained Gigantomatasmia," which is a condition where women's boobs will just grow massively for no real reason.
And that's a real thing, and not to be made fun of. That's a real thing.
It's a real condition.
Right.
But this study was based off of a 19-year-old woman who had a size B cup that grew to a size triple G 6 months post her first COVID vaccine.
As someone who used to run a tilted kilt and got very acquainted with bra sizes, I didn't even know there was a triple G, number one. But go ahead.
Basically, the study was inconclusive, if you could believe that.
But this is more of this wacky, nonsensical science from people like JFK Jr. that are like, you know, all these vaccines are killing people and doing all this stuff. I mean, it was here in the article you say Nicki Minaj back in, you know, a few years ago said her cousin's, you know, testicles swelled up like coconuts, and they blamed it on the COVID vaccine. And now here you got this woman saying, well, my breasts went to abnormal sizes because of COVID vaccines, and there's just no evidence to this crap.
There's no evidence to it. And there also is a really perfect comment on our website about it, and I'll read it. As of May 2024, 270 million individuals have received the Pfizer biotech COVID vaccine, and only one person got larger breasts. Disappointing.
Well, it would be a cheap way to get a job, you know.
Yes.
Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, says, actually, that happened to me after I got the vaccine. Very embarrassing. So, I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff.
These are the types of stories that we want science figuring out. You know, there's so much misinformation out there.
Exactly. Go ahead.
No, we take pride in, disseminating the truth for our audience.
That's my point. You've taken this wacky, weird claim and you've debunked it and said, no, science just is, there's no science to support this.
No. Yep.
All right.
And we can put a pin in that one and move on.
Or a
pastry. As far as Nicki Minaj's cousin goes, I think that the jury is still out on his testicles. We are not sure what happened with him.
No, we have not heard an update. All right, next headline.
How much time do we have?
What, 2 minutes? About
a minute.
About a minute. All right, minute and a half.
Okay, this might be a good send-off.
All right, here we go.
Boomers get into an adorably stupid fight at fast food restaurant.
Boomers get into an adorable fight at a fast food restaurant.
And these guys sound like their brothers. They sound like how 2 5-year-olds fight, and we have the audio for it, and it's pretty glorious.
Here we go.
Good for you. Let me help you. Do not touch me! 911, now! He's touching my arm.
These are 2 senior citizen men dressed in pants, shorts below their knees, jean pants, and T-shirts, and they're fighting like they're middle schoolers. I didn't mean to cut. Oh, I guess the show. I was going to say we'd have to cut it off. Yes, we do, because the show's ending.
They're touching me. They're touching me.
Right. It just goes to show you that even, you know, as we age, some people just don't. Don't mature, I guess, like me. Anyway, Peter Rapine, always a pleasure, my friend. All these stories can be found at epalmsworld.com. Have a wonderful day cheering for your Giants out there in New York.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you to Zomers and everybody else. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.